Then, after a silence, Narad made a reply, tuning his lips to earthly sound. He spoke, implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of titanic toil, the demiurges of universal work, they shape with giant strokes their own. Their sons are marked with their enormous stamp of fire.
Thank you.
the Eternal suffers in a human form. He has signed salvation's testament with his blood. He has opened the doors of his undying peace. How shall he cure the ills he never felt? He carries the suffering world in his own breast.
Thank you.
Nicodemus' heavy task. He must enter the eternity of night and know God's darkness as he knows his son. For this, he must go down into the pit. For this, he must invade the Doroheshvas, imperishable and wise and infinite. He still must travel hell, the world to save.
Thank you.
haste not toward Godhead on a dangerous road. Open not thy doorways to nameless powers. Climb not to Godhead by the Titan's hold. Against the law he pits his single wing. Across its way he soars his pride of night. Heavenward he clambers on a stair of stone. Aspiring to live near the deathless sun.
Papa Manamanante
O mortal, who complains of death and fate, thou art thyself the author of thy page. Once in the immortal boundlessness of self, in a vast of truth, consciousness, and light, the soul looked out from its felicity. Then, curious of a shadow thrown by truth, it strained towards some otherness of self. It was a dawn to an unknown face, peering through night, as one drawn by the grandeur of the void. The soul, attracted, leaned to the abyss.
Thank you.
a huge descent began, a giant fall. For what the spirit sees creates a truth, and what the soul imagines is made of words.
Thank you.
property, answered to the seer, "I deemed a mighty power had come with her. Is not that power the high compeer of faith?" But Narad answered, covering truth with truth, "A day may come when she must stand unhelped on a dangerous brink of the world's doom, and her carrying the world's future on her lonely breast, carrying the human hope in a heart left so, to conquer or fade on a last desperate verge." He spoke and ceased and left the earth sleeping. Away from the strife and suffering on our globe, he turned towards his far-off blissful home. A brilliant arrow pointing straight to heaven. The luminous body of the Eternal Seer assailed the purple glory of the noon and disappeared like a receding star vanishing into the light of the unseen.